Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi. Do you struggle to put outfits together? Well, you are not alone, and my three questions today are related around this topic. First from Amy, she says, how do I look more put together without looking uptight? So what does uptight mean? And this is where I think what you want to do, Amy, is figure out when you look at someone, you think, oh, they look uptight. What is it about their outfit? Is it too polished? Is it too structured? Is it high heels and you know, nude hosiery? That could be seen as uptight. Or is there something else about their outfit that you feel looks a bit uptight? Because we've got to define that for ourselves, because everybody's version is different. And there's no one right way and no one wrong way. So looking put together, this is often where we want to think about, well, how does one look more polished? So good quality fabrics make a difference. So if something is worn out and pilled, even a t-shirt, a fresh, nice, clean, smooth versus a bubbly old pilled t-shirt. One is more polished and put together. The other is sloppy. But we don't want to go to either extreme necessarily, but it can make a difference. Making sure your clothes are ironed. This is always going to make you look more polished and put together, but not uptight. Just means you're polished and put together. Thinking about accessorizing. So it could be the level of refinement of your accessories as well. So level of refinement is one of our principles of coordination. You can read up about it on the blog. But basically, we have three levels of refinement. We have our more formal level of refinement, which is our more formal wear and very corporate business. We have our kind of medium level, which is our smart, you know, like relaxed business, smart casual, to, you know, medium casual. And then we have our outdoor leisure or very casual sort of clothes. So if you want to look more polished, think more in the smart casual rather than the really casual. But don't go up to the really formal, because that will give you the uptight. Or think about, how do I dress up or down an item? So I could wear a more formal dress, but pop a denim jacket over the top. It's going to dress down that dress, so it won't look formal and uptight. Not everything has to be worn with heels. Wearing heels all the time might make you feel like it looks uptight. So really, we have to identify for ourselves what it is. Look at those levels of refinement. But also think about, you know, accessories are the finishing touch. They often make a big difference between an outfit looking more, you know, dressy and something that's looking more casual. Even a few accessories can make a difference. But there's a big difference between lots and lots of bling accessories and something that maybe, you know, maybe it's sheen, not shine or sparkle. So it's that level of refinement again. So they are things that are worth looking at to figure out your version of more polished and put together without being uptight. My next question today comes from Marilyn. She says, how can I quickly add style to my outfits when I feel like I only have the time to throw on a top and a bottom? So in some ways, a related question. So a couple of things you could think about is, if you really are limited time, then even the top and the bottom you choose can make a big difference. So a plain t-shirt is much more relaxed. Maybe rather than a plain t-shirt, think about a patterned t-shirt. Maybe look for built-in detail on your garments. What that does is elevate the garment without you having to add extra stuff to it. Like, one of the things I love about this shirt is it's got this little bow detail on the sleeve. So it takes an otherwise boring striped shirt and makes it a little bit more feminine. It makes it feel a little bit more dressy. So that could be something. So you could look for built-in details that add interest to your outfit, even if you are doing nothing else. Make sure the quality of your tops and bottoms are good quality. They're not worn out. That in itself is going to elevate the look. Or alternatively, it's just add an accessory. It could be throwing on a scarf with that top and bottom. It could be throwing on, you know, a great necklace or some earrings or brooches, whatever it might be. Those things will just elevate that look. And also consider your shoes. So the difference between a pair of jeans with sneakers and a pair of jeans with a sparkly sandal, two very different looks. So even things like that, or a ballet flat over a pair of sneakers, or, you know, like, and then of course we can get to a high heel, like, or a pair of boots. There's all sorts of different things. But I think that if you are someone who really just wants to get very quick dressed quickly and easily, think about looking for some interesting built-in detail for your particularly tops that just make them a little bit more interesting, a little bit more elevated, so that you feel more polished without having to do a whole lot extra. My final question today comes from Neroli. She says, how do I look less frumpy? So where does frumpy come from? So frumpy generally happens when our clothing is maybe a bit too baggy for us. So it's more baggy for our body. It may be out of date, old fashioned, or it may be that it's become worn out. Those are things that often make us look more frumpy. So dated, ill-fitting, and worn out. So first thing to do is go through your wardrobe. Anything where you see a whole lot of pilling or that the garment's stretched or out of shape, those things, let it go. As far as too baggy, so this is one of the things that often happens as we get old. The drive for comfort goes up and up. We really care more and more about comfortable. I'm not prepared to be uncomfortable in my clothes anymore, the older I've gotten. So it's making sure that clothes still fit though, because we can still have clothes that fit that are comfortable. What often happens is we go for a looser and looser fit, or we just ignore the fact that, you know, maybe, you know, our thighs are, you know, the thighs of the pants are a little bit baggy and loose. And we kind of ignore that. And that gives the whole outfit a frumpy look. Or we might ignore that the sleeve is too long and it makes the whole garment look too big, which tends to make you look frumpy. So sometimes small alterations make a big difference, and making sure that you're actually buying the correct size to fit you. So when we're buying sizes, we need to think about buying for the largest part of you and taking in the other parts. So if you're like me and you lack having a waist, buy for your waist, but then you might have to have the hips and thighs taken in. If you have a waisted shape but broader hips and thighs, buy for the hips and thighs and have the waist taken in. Alterations, not a sign of failure. They're not taking your measurements and making the clothes for you. They're just trying to get clothes on the maximum number of people. But really, we're all unique individuals. We need to have our clothes altered to fit. And that is okay. So it's thinking about, you know, those sorts of things, about the fit of the clothes, and is it still current? So when we are wearing clothes that are, you know, 10 or plus years old, they are most likely to be dated. The silhouette changes over time, and this will also make you look frumpy. So I'm not saying follow the latest fashion for the latest fashion, but being aware of when silhouettes change and moving with the times says that you're current and you're keeping up with modern ideas. So that is something to think about. Is those three things can make a big difference to, you know, whether your clothes are feeling and looking frumpy or whether they are looking more stylish and modern. So thank you so much for your questions. Check out the blog posts on level of refinement. You know, like, should I keep it? Should I let it go? I have a bunch of blog posts on the blog about a lot of these topics. So do go check them out as well. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.